Principle 13.7. Create guardrails when needed, and remember, it's better not to guardrail at all. Even when you find people who are great clicks for your design, there will be times when you want to build guardrails around them. No one is perfect, everyone has strengths and weaknesses, and as hard as you look, you won't always be able to find everything you want in one person. So look down on your machine and the people you choose for your roles, and think about where you might need to supplement your design by adding people or processes to ensure that each job is done excellently. Remember, guardrailing is meant to help people who can by and large do their jobs well. It's intended to help good people perform better, not help failing people reach the bar. If you're trying to guardrail someone who is missing the core abilities required for their job, you should probably just fire them and look for someone else who will be a better click. A good guardrail typically takes the form of a team member whose strengths compensate for the weaknesses of the team member who needs to be guardrailed. A good guardrailing relationship should be firm without being overly rigid. Ideally, it should work like two people dancing. They're literally pushing against each other, but with a lot of mutual give and take. Of course, having someone in a job who needs to be guardrailed is not as good as having someone in a job who will naturally do the right things. Strive for that. A. Don't expect people to recognize and compensate for their own blind spots. I constantly see people form wrong opinions and make bad decisions, even though they've made the same kinds of mistakes before, and even though they know that doing so is illogical and harmful. I used to think that they would avoid these pitfalls when they became aware of their blind spots, but typically that's not the case. Only very rarely do I hear someone recuse himself from offering an opinion because they aren't capable of forming a good one in a particular area. Don't bet on people to save themselves. Proactively guardrail them, or better yet, put them in roles in which it's impossible for them to make the types of decisions they shouldn't make. B. Consider the cloverleaf design. In situations where you're unable to identify one excellent responsible party for a role, which is always best, find two or three believable people who care deeply about producing excellent results and are willing to argue with each other and escalate their disagreements if necessary. Then set up a design in which they check and balance each other. Though it's not optimal, such a system will have a high probability of effectively sorting the issues you need to examine and resolve.